Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com. John 4:24 radio. Got an audio discernment and unbiblical teacher testing. You know, it never ceases to amaze us. I say this a lot. If you're ready to serve God, the opportunities that he opens for you, the Bible tells us to be ready with, obviously, lives that have been handed over, born again by God's Spirit, then lives that have been studied and tested to his word, studied up and approved by God, 2 Timothy. So when you're ready to do that, when you have a certain maturity level in God, you know, it's not for brand new Christians would have a hard time serving God on the mission field because they just don't know enough. They haven't been experienced enough. So when God trains you up, like Apostle Paul went into Arabia for 3 years, then he can use you. So anyway, it always ceases, never ceases to amaze me, the glory of God, how he'll use people. We were on our mission trip, and we were looking for our camp spot for the evening. We always camp at free spots so that we can be wise stewards of our money. And we were staying at this one place about 5 days because we had work in the area. We worked to provide for ourselves in our wood carving business. Anyway, we decided to move about a quarter mile to the other side. And as we did that, right before we moved, we had a chance to witness to a Mormon truck driver who saw our gospel sign and came over. So that was awesome. And you can read about that at our teaching blog on day 88 of our 2017 mission trip. And then we moved over about a quarter mile and we parked. No sooner did we park, we saw this like Blazer vehicle with a whole bunch of stuff tied to the top of it in a trailer, and they had writing on it. And I couldn't see very well, but it looked like it said something with Jesus on it. Well, sure enough, it was a family of traveling missionaries, a husband, wife, and 4 kids. And it said ourjesusjourney.com on the side of the truck. Well, of course, we were going to go and talk to them. So we had to get some water, which was close over by there. There's a spigot there. So we went and walked over and got some water, and we said hi to them. And the gentleman was very nice and said hi, and a couple of the children came over and talked to us. The wife didn't even come over to say hi. She kind of ignored us. We thought that was kind of strange. And he quickly told us that they were on their mission traveling. This has become their lifestyle to travel. And they are Baptists. And so, but it was rather late and they were cooking food. And so I said, you know, you need to feed your family. We'll be right over here. If you want to come over and talk when you're done, that would be great. We'll talk. So we parted ways from them, went over there. And sure enough, about a half an hour later, he walked over. And it was about 11 o'clock at night by this time. And he walked over and they looked just dead beat tired. And I wanted to talk to them and share with them some things from God's word. But they just didn't. He didn't seem like he would be in the right mind. It was late. His kids were tired. So I said to him, tell you what. Do you have anywhere to go in the morning? No, he says, we have nowhere to go in the morning. Wonderful. How would you like if we could take you over to, there was a fast food restaurant, a Burger King, and they serve nice breakfast. We will buy you a nice breakfast for you and your family. And then they have a nice grassy area. We could sit outside and we could talk. And he, oh, that would be awesome. That'd be wonderful. That'd be great. I said, okay. So I tell you what time you normally get up and get rolling? He said, oh, 7:30, 8 o'clock. We kind of start rolling around. I said, okay. Then you have your coffee, and when you're all ready, you come over, let us know, and then we could drive over, and we can meet you over there. So we went to bed, and we were kind of excited. We had the expectation that we were going to get to talk to them and share with them. This is a traveling missionary family. They're Baptists. He said they do discipleship training and revivals and things like that. Well, we got up the next morning about 7 o'clock to make sure we weren't late, and we were getting ready, and I looked over, and I noticed they were all packed up already and doing final packing, and I thought, huh. That's kind of odd. So I went about my business as my wife was getting ready, and I kind of just watched from a distance, and they got everything ready, and without looking over to us, they got in their car, and they drove off. And I thought, huh. So I went and told my wife, I said, well, they just drove off. Well, maybe they're going to get gas, and they'll come back. So we sat out in our chairs, and we had coffee for about a half an hour. They didn't come back. And so it was rather sad to realize they just kind of blew us off. And they knew we were Christians. We told them we were Christians. And so anyway, the story gets interesting because we said, you know, let's go to one of our fishing holes and have coffee and work on our computers, because we go to fast food places, sit, work on our computers for ministry, and then we get to witness to people. Well, we pull in the driveway of this fast food place, and they're there in their car. And we just drove right by them slowly, and we went around the back where everyone has to exit, and we parked our car. We put our big gospel sign up that says, "The world and churches are lying to you. Don'tperish.com. Repent. Obey the gospel. Keep God's word, not man-made traditions." And we went inside. They sat there for about 15 minutes, and they drove off. And clearly, they had to drive right past our van, our truck, our trailer. They drove off, and they were gone. They went on their way. And I tell you this story only to tell you that right from the start, I could see that this man, Matt Solis of OurJesusJourney.com, a Baptist missionary, he can't be trusted because he lied and told me he would come over and talk to us. Then he just slipped out in darkness. Only one or two things happened. They looked at us and saw that we were very conservative Christians and didn't like that, and decided they weren't even going to talk to us about truth. Or they looked up a website, our website. I didn't give them our card or anything, so I don't know. They might have saw our chainsaw carving sign. Then maybe they looked it up. And they decided, oh, they didn't even want to hear that truth. And I just want to talk briefly about this before I talk about them. You know, Jesus said love will mark his true people. Now, let me be clear. Jesus talked about the love of the brethren. In fact, in John 1, if you read the whole book of John 1, all the chapters, you'll see a theme of love. And it says, if you don't love your brother, you don't have God. Now, we clearly told them we were Christians. We weren't some cult group. So they did not show us any love as a brother and sister to share truth with us, to make a connection, to encourage us. They knew we were on a journey. We told them we had left about the same time they did, early June. We were on a mission. They didn't try to encourage us or anything. So there was no love. There was no love. And so no love of the brethren. But then on the other hand, Jesus says, love your enemies. It's a command. And so if they thought we were an enemy of the gospel or an enemy of the truth or an enemy against the Baptists, they didn't love us. They just slipped off in the darkness and lied to us. Matt Solis lied to me saying, oh, well, we would love to sit down and have breakfast and talk about the things of God. So they have no love either way. And they also have a lying tongue. Proverbs talks about God hates a lying tongue. And Revelation 22 says, whoever practices and loves lies will be put outside of the city gate. So this is serious stuff for a man claiming the truth of God. So after they left, we realized it was what it was. They just blew us off twice. Didn't even have the decency as a man to come over and say, you know what, we've decided we don't want to sit and meet with you. We're just going to go on our way. You know, nope. Just slipped into the darkness. And in John 3, right after 3:16, where Jesus says, you know, whoever believes in the Son of God have everlasting life. Well, John 3:19 through 21, Jesus says, but those who love the darkness because the light reproves them, they slip into the darkness because the light calls them out of their sin. And I think that's what happened on this day. They saw that they were going to get called out of their sin. And they just slipped away into the darkness. You know, I've never lived in a cockroach-ridden house, thankfully. But when I was younger, I worked with my brother, and we did apartment complex carpets. And I will never forget, we would go into an apartment complex with the new carpet, and I'd open the door and click the light on. And I could see cockroaches all over the floors and the countertops. And as soon as the light came on, they would all disappear. And in about 2 minutes, you'd never know there was a cockroach there. And I always use that analogy with modern pastors, men who claim God, anyone who claims God. As soon as you shine the flashlight of God's truth, the word of God, whether you live it out with your lips or you live it out physically, they run like cockroaches. So we're sitting in this restaurant and we're rejoicing that we got rejected for the truth of God. Clearly it was nothing else. We were loving and kind and caring to them. And yeah, in fact, I didn't tell you one thing. Matt told me his kids have been eating only bologna sandwiches for 5 days because he doesn't work and they don't have any money as they're on this mission trip. So I had a heart for them and their family, and I wanted to feed them a good breakfast, but that was not to be. So we decided to test our Jesus journey. Here's what we found, and you can go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, look them up. You'll find the testing. You can also go to our teaching blog from don'tperish.com and look up Day 88, and you'll see the link to their article. They're linked to the Baptist faith. This is unbiblical. We have an article, Are You Baptist or Biblical? Baptists start in the 1600s. Baptists do all kinds of pagan holidays. Baptists preach the modern pastor role. It's unbiblical. Baptists teach the tithe, which was for Israel. It's unbiblical. Baptists teach do not teach women the fullness of God's truth. They're feminized. They don't teach women how to biblically dress or biblically head cover. Matt's wife is feminized. She does not dress biblically or cover her head. Matt is thus then also feminized. So the Baptist church that they link to, Highland Baptist Church down in Lubbock, Texas, not biblical. They quote mystics like Dallas Willard, contemplative prayer mystics. Their pastor's worldly, their carnal, entertainment, TV, movies. So we wanted to share with them the truth of God, New Testament body. And oh, I guess I should say most important, their gospel. Their gospel is believe in Jesus. They do altar calls and they do revivals where you just say a prayer. And none of this is found in God's word as a gospel. The gospel is by faith you come and see who Christ is. You repent and your mind and your life turns to God. Then you're born again. Then in a faith, you obey in holiness and obedience God's word, striving in all his ways. That means you leave man-made religion and pagan holidays and worldliness, and then you endure in that faith till the end. That's the gospel. They tell you, just believe in Jesus. You'll have a good life, better life. We also found out that Matt Solis and his wife, Erin, are into the Word of Faith teachers. They link to John Hagee, Joyce Meyer. It's all on our testing there. So we wanted to expose them. And probably for me as a man, one of the things that hit me the most was Matt told us, oh, well, he has a power washer. He used to do power washing, but he hasn't had to work once their whole trip since June because people give them everything. Well, kids eating bologna sandwiches for 5 days or 4 days, that's not healthy. He talks in their videos on their Facebook page how they only had $20 and they had to travel hundreds of miles. We saw how they sleep in their Suburban. They don't have a camper. They have a tent that they put up, but when they can't put up the tent, they all sleep cramped in this Suburban. Matt does not work, and I'm going to do an article and an audio on Christian men not working. I'm seeing such a pattern of these so-called Christian men. They don't work. They think it's a badge of honor to go out on the road, not provide for their families, expect everyone else to provide. They were given this vehicle. Then the vehicle's engine blew. Then they were given the money to fix the vehicle. Then they drive around and look for people to give them food and give them things. This is not what God has ordained for his people. It's called a sluggard and a moocher. And I'll just give you one quick scripture reference. Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians 4, working with your hands. This is important. You know, we're to work with our hands and provide our own living. Another scripture verse, 2 Thessalonians 3, Paul talks about if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. All right. And then lastly, I think it's 1 Timothy 5, Paul talks about if a man doesn't provide for his own home, he's worse than an infidel, an unbeliever. So this is a serious thing. I take this serious. We provide for ourselves. We don't take a penny from anyone. We have our own business. We work. We labor. These people that go off into ministry and expect everyone to provide for their needs and their family and their dog. And then you see them on Facebook going to truck pulls, tourist sites. This is a sad state of the Baptist. We call them Word of Faith Baptists because they have Word of Faith theology in them. Oh, they talk about praying over cities, bringing down strongholds, praying over houses, doing prayer walking. This is all mysticism, and it's all unbiblical, not of God's word. So they're a very deceived couple, and they're clinging to other Baptist places that will support them. Anyone that doesn't support them, Matt will say in a video that they have a heart issue. Well, no, maybe you have a heart issue, Matt, because you don't work. Okay, you don't provide for your family. You don't do what Apostle Paul said. I don't want to be a burden to anyone, so I labor. So I take that very serious. So that's a rebuke to Matt Solis from our Jesus journey. He's unbiblical in many ways. He lied to us, did not show us love, slinked into the darkness twice, took off and is looking for like-minded people to unite with so he can go on the road, not have to work, and do so-called missionary work. You know how they do missionary work? They knock on people's doors and invite them to the Baptist church. That is not what Jesus called us to do. He called us to go proclaim the gospel, which is what I just gave to you, faith in Christ, repentance, new life, and holiness, and obedience, and enduring to the end, not going to church on Sunday, which isn't even biblical. If you go to our Spirit and Truth teaching blog, we give you articles on Christmas, articles on Easter, articles on the modern pastor, all these things we refute. And we wanted to offer that to Matt and his wife, Erin, but they didn't have time for a brother and sister in Christ. They had to get down the road. So be warned, if you see or hear about Our Jesus Journey, Matt and Erin Solis, sweet kids. Oh, just such nice children. Parents, deceivers. Parents, unloving. Not kind to other brothers and sisters, not caring of the truth. What if we were deceived? Don't they care about us to tell us the truth? I also reached out to their sending body, Highland Baptist in Lubbock, Texas, reached out to all three of their leadership, gave them a link to ourjesusjourney.com and gave them a link to their own body being tested, and I didn't hear nothing back from them. More hiding in the darkness. So just wanted to bring this to you. When you're ready to serve God, and you're prepared, he always uses you, and he's faithful. And it not a day goes by that we don't get the opportunity just by being out, being a light. Jesus said we're a light in the world, so we have a gospel sign. That's our light. People come up, and we get to witness to them. We stand out front of religious bodies with gospel signs. People come up to us. Rarely do we ever approach anyone, other than if I'm at a cash register, I'll hand someone a gospel card, say, have a great day, check out How to Find Eternal Life. But most times people are coming up to us because we are a marker for God in how we carry ourselves and our signs. And my wife, of course, being biblically dressed and head covered, she's a marker in this world. She's set apart for the glory of God in a world of harlotry. I dress different, and we don't do this to be religious. We do it to be obedient to God's word and holy, but it sets us apart. And as you're set apart, good example, we don't go into the football game. We set ourselves apart, stand outside it with gospel signs, and then people that are interested or need to talk about the truth of God, we're there for them. If we go in, we're not set apart. We're not holy. Holy's to be set apart. So for so many reasons, this Our Jesus Journey is sinful, dangerous, deceiving people. We wanted to mark them. They're on our website. We did send them a text and an email and told them we marked them, and we never heard nothing back from them. So sad evidence of man-made religion found in Matt Solis. So thanks for listening. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Go to John 424 audio. You're listening here. Hundreds of audios and videos, or audios and articles, to give you the truth of God's word, the true biblical gospel, the true New Testament body of Christ. And of course, we always find ourselves having to expose false man-made religion that is deceiving people at every turn. And that would also be Matt Solis at Our Jesus Journey. Also look at our Unbiblical Teachers blog, where we list people like this so that they can be marked and people on the internet can find them and know the truth and be warned. We love our neighbor. We want to warn them about false teachers. So till next time, thanks for listening. Always a glorious opportunity to come to you with the truth of God's word. And I'll be back with Lord willing. Till next time, may God be praised.